It was, too, because she was a person who'd not been brought up to believe she had rights. Yet she set herself towards goals. She wanted things and achieved them. She would reach her Emily without the help of words, skills, manners, without rights. "She's here," I said, "and please come in." She followed me, stiff with the determination that had got her here. Her eyes were everywhere, and the thought came into my mind that she was pricing what she saw. Or rather, valuing, since pricing was somewhat out of date. When she saw Emily, today a languid, suffering young woman on a chair by the window, her two bare feet set side by side on her attendant yellow beast, the child's face lit with a heartbreakingly sweet smile, all confidence and love, and she ran forward, forgetting herself. And Emily, seeing her, smiled and forgot her troubles. Love troubles, and goodness knows what else. And the two girls went into the tiny room that was Emily's. Two girls in a young girl's friendship, despite one being already a woman.